This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me this morning is the Executive Director of IHR in Pontiac, Joe Vaughn. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
It is good to have you here because things are changing at IHR, and I don't just mean policies, I mean changing in a big way. So can you explain to us what's going on?
Actually, IHR is going to move to a new facility. We should be up and operating by July 6th. We're going to move to 920 West Custer Avenue. That's the what most people consider the Opperman building. It sits in between Lamex Restaurant and the Family Kitchen Restaurant right there on the corner. Livingston County, LCSSU was there for many, many years, and then they moved to Flanagan. So that building has been sitting empty for a couple of years, and we saw an opportunity given the fact that the health department is moving into a new facility and a portion of our services will be taken down when the old building comes down, that we thought it was a good chance to kind of do something different. We were looking for about 15 spaces, and we ended up just pursuing purchasing the entire building and moving the entire agency over there to Custer Avenue.
I guess my first question then is, what does this mean to you and the rest of the staff? Will things be easier for you or just different?
I think it'll be easier. Right now, we have an upstairs department, which is a substance use, and then we have a downstairs, which is most of the counselors. So we're kind of separated. You know, we started 47 years ago connected with the health department in that old building, and we've kind of stayed there, but we've added additional buildings to the west side of it. We kept adding, and that was our original plan. We were just going to add to our current building, but for whatever reason, that didn't work out, and we just felt like because we had to find other space, we found an opportunity with the Opperman building, and we couldn't be happier, really. It's really an opportunity for us to be on our own. I think the staff will enjoy it because there's departments within the building, so we're not as segregated, but we have enough space to kind of operate. A few more conference rooms so we could do some other treatment activities, so we're excited about it.
I guess the next logical question is, how is it going to affect your clients? Will it have any effect at all on those seeking services?
I don't think so. It will affect to the point where we won't be on the health department's campus. And, of course, we're right next to Futures Unlimited as well. So I feel bad that we're going to leave that campus because we have so many good relationships both with the health department staff and the Futures Unlimited staff and our clients that we share back and forth. Oftentimes there's a warm handoff to the point where they walk them over to our front desk, schedule an appointment, and we kind of take it from there. So we won't be on that campus, and I feel bad for that, especially for Futures, because they're going to have to find transportation to get their clients to us out on Custer Avenue. So that's a disadvantage, but for the most part, I think we're more centrally located on Custer Avenue rather than being on the southeast side of Pontiac. So inside, I'm excited about how we've constructed the inside. The waiting room is much bigger than what we have now. It's more secluded. Like right now, if the FedEx guy comes in to drop off something, our waiting room is kind of right there in the front, and he has to walk through everybody that's sitting there. And in the new facility, that won't be the case. We'll have a great big waiting room that's kind of tucked away from the front entry, so it's more private.
Is there going to be a transition period, Joe? You say you're going to be in the new facility very quickly, but is there going to be a period of time when services just aren't available as you make the move?
Yeah, good question. We're actually going to shut down services at IHR on June 30th at 12 p.m., so that's a Wednesday at 12. We'll kind of shut everything down and start the process of breaking down computers and preparing for the move. We have movers coming Thursday and Friday, so IHR will be closed physically Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday. And then we'll open up our services that Tuesday because we have the July 4th holiday on Monday. So it'll actually be July 6th, Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. kind of move forward from there. So when I say we're shut down, we'll still have crisis services, so people can still call if there's a crisis situation, and we'll respond to that. But as far as seeing clients physically face-to-face, we'll be closed down for a bit.
But just for a couple of days, that's pretty remarkable for a major move from one part of town to another. As we wrap things up, anything else you'd like folks to know? Any other notes that I haven't thought of?
We do have a building fund drive going on because we're leaving our current facility. We're leaving that to the county. That's something that we put a lot of capital in our current building. and I'm not sure what they're going to do with it. So since we're moving to an entire facility, we do have a building fund drive, and we're trying to raise $250,000 to assist us in this purchase of this new building. And that could be found on our website at ihrpontiac.com, or we've been kind of out. The chamber has provided an email to everyone for the chamber members to have an opportunity to assist us in that fund drive. So we're excited about that as well. This is the first fund drive of any kind that IHR has really pursued.
Well, Joe, you got to know we wish you well with all of this. It sounds like an exciting time at IHR. We appreciate you sharing the information with us. And again, good luck with the move.
Thanks, Todd. We look forward to it.
That's Joe Vaughn. He's the executive director of IHR in Pontiac. And I'm Todd Weinberner. That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.